Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have three guests in the studio with me today, Molly Johnson and Andrew Tomes with the Sitka Conservation Society, and Jasmine Shaw. She's with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today. You're here to talk about something that's pretty exciting for me. I grew up in the Midwest. We're going to be talking about 4-H, but I think that 4-H is a little different in Alaska than it is in other places. So I'm going to start with Molly. If you could tell us a little bit about what you have, some special programs you have going on this summer for 4-H.
Yeah, so right now we're in our summer camp mode of 4-H. So we've been working on camps for the past couple of weeks, and we already had a summer harvest camp where we picked salmon berries, and then and other things. And then our previous week, we just did a canning camp. So we kind of learned to process all of that and learn how to preserve food. And then upcoming in the next couple of weeks, we have other great camps like our kayaking camp. And this week is our survival camp where we're partnering with AMSI. So we have a lot of really cool things happening.
So you have, well, I'm looking here. I see, oh gosh, nine camps that you've had that you'll have throughout the summer. And the age ranges for these are, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so we've had, we've offered camps that age range from age 5 to 18. So mm-hmm. we had a high school camp previously last month, and we have a middle school camp still available. It's an Italian cooking camp for middle schoolers, and then our other camps are available for like elementary school age kids, which is the Sitka National Historical Park camp that we're partnering with them, and a citizen scientist camp. Those are still also open to our elementary school agers.
Wow, that's a lot going on. Now, I have to say that Italian cooking is not something that comes to mind when I think of 4-H.
Yeah, we have a lot of middle schoolers who like to cook. So we decided to offer something that would be of interest to them.
Really?
So.
And how's the interest been so far?
It's going well. We still have a lot of space left, though, but okay. Yeah.
Wow, that's that's really fun. So other things that we have going on, 4-H, of course, doesn't have just programs during the summer, but there are programs throughout the year. I'm going to ask Andrew, can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on with 4-H throughout the year and the relationship between 4-H and the Sitka Conservation Society?
Yeah, so the Sitka Conservation Society organized to get a 4-H program going in Sitka about 5 years ago now, I think. And it started out with the Alaska Way of Life 4-H is what we got into it thinking about doing. And it was using all of the 4-H values of learning by doing and hands-on learning and civic values, and combine that with, you know, honestly, inspiration that we've learned from Tlingit Alaskans in Southeast Alaska of passing down skills and traditions from elders to youth to learn how do you live with the environment around us and how do you build community. So all of our programs, you know, really aim to hit those focus areas. And, you know, even the Italian cooking, you know, it might seem way different from 4-H and way different from, you know, Alaska way of life, but we'll be using Alaska grown and harvested and gathered ingredients into the cooking, and teach the youth about nutrition and sharing skills with others and learning from others and, you know, sharing what they cook with elders and people in the community.
That sounds great. I'm learning so much, and I hope listeners are too, about what's going on with 4-H. So Jasmine, turn to you a little bit. So you're not involved directly with Conservation Society, is that correct? But rather with the Cooperative Extension?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your role with 4-H?
So I kind of oversee the 4-H program here, and there are about a dozen adult volunteers and mentors that are involved with different 4-H projects, and I get to help mentor them as well and support them as they lead all these different groups. So we've got, in addition to the summer camps, we have a regular meeting geocaching group, hiking group, photography, food and nutrition, as it was mentioned, shooting sports, and more. So
that's a really comprehensive program. You've got another event that's coming up as well that I don't think we talked about yet. You'll have a fair, a bit of a 4-H fair.
That is correct. Traditionally, 4-H is associated with annual fair of some sort, and so we wanted to give the kids here a chance to showcase all the different projects they've been working on throughout the year. And so we've partnered with the Farmers Market on July 30th as a space where we can do that. So we'll have prizes as well for kids to come in and bring. The gardening group will bring in some produce that they've been growing. The cooking and nutrition will have some baked goods. And we'll have a woodshop group bring in some chessboards that they've made. And so the community will get a chance to see all the different 4-H projects that we've had throughout the year.
Well, that sounds pretty familiar to me, you know, canned goods and produce. And I remember my older sister was a 4-H'er, and we lived on bread for probably a month because she made every piece of kind of bread imaginable because she was getting ready for 4-H competition. That was pretty fun. But I always think of animals when I think of 4-H. I grew up in the Midwest. People showed their pigs and their cows and their chickens and their ducks. Does that any plans for anything like that here in town?
Well, Bobby Daniels was herself a former 4-H member, and once she kind of settles down with getting her farm off the business, has expressed interest in being a 4-H leader in the future.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I can't wait for that. This is going to be a great summer with these programs coming up. Hey, Andrew, I'm going to ask you a little bit about the future of 4-H in the state, well, in your program and then in the state. If you could talk a little bit about challenges you have or plans that you have for the future.
Yeah, well, as everybody knows, the state's dealing with a severe budget crisis, and we had the position of the cooperative extension agent in Sitka cut, and then Jasmine's positions is even threatened into the next year. And so one thing we're working on with cooperative extension out of Fairbanks is keeping her position here in Sitka and figuring out what we can do at the Conservation Society to help with that, if we can help share office space or if we can help with what some of the things they might need are. You know, the cooperative extension program's really important across the state because it gets out a lot of the information about growing foods, canning, safety on the water, master gardeners courses, and how to preserve food safely. And it's a really important position in Sitka. And for the 4-H program, you know, we can do a lot of local things, but the advantage of being part of 4-H is that it offers us the opportunity to tie into the national 4-H program and gives youth the opportunity to do everything from go to summer camps in Juneau to participate in leadership forums to participate in some of the programs that they have in Washington, D.C. on civic engagement. So long term, we're looking at how we get youth and Sitka involved in those programs and open up some of those doors. And, you know, it's really important that we have that support from the cooperative extension so that we can get tied into all of that, as well as, you know, as Jasmine said, coordinating adult volunteers, taking care of registrations, helping us out with insurance and liability and everything that we need to do on the administrative side so that we can give these opportunities to the community.
Oh, it's a very comprehensive program. You're going to have to remind me. Help me remember what the 4-H's stand for, one of you.
It's head, heart, hands, and health.
Head, heart, hands, and health. Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Molly. So, Molly, I'm going to just ask you a little bit. You're new here, relatively new.
Relatively, yeah.
And you are from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Uh-huh. And you're here as a Jesuit volunteer?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And how's your year been
so far? I love it. I absolutely love it here.
There's so many things I could ask you about, but we are out of time. So we've been speaking with three folks, Andrew Tomes and Molly Johnson with Sitka Conservation Society, Jasmine Shaw with the Cooperative Extension Service about 4-H programming. If you would like more information about the myriad of programs that we've talked about today, you can call the Conservation Society office at 747-7509. So I'd like to thank all of you for coming in today and have a great rest of the day and look forward to hearing about. Actually, I want to go see the judging. Are there ribbons? Are there going to be ribbons at the fair?
There will be ribbons.
Yeah, I probably have some tucked away somewhere in a shoebox. So good. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you.